straight to the Eagles' rooms. Ben Cameron has a man alongside him who got a ton of footy this evening.
He certainly did. Chris Marston is the man standing alongside me. What were your impressions of the game?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty hot early on. They really had a crack. They were sending a lot of numbers around the footy, and we weren't able to adjust to that quickly enough probably in the first quarter, but worked our way into the game. And I think in the end, you know, against the young bodies that they have in their side, I just think we ran away with it a little bit in the end.
You had a lot of the 2006 Premiership guys here in the room. I mean, you went over and addressed them. What was it like having them in here when you sung the song and then to be able to see them, I guess?
Yeah, I played with a fair few of them, so it's good to catch up with a few of the boys and see how they're going. I think they'll probably have a pretty big night, and they earned it for 10 years, so it's good.
Yeah, we'll send you upstairs. We've got Mark Reddings, Carl Langdon and Mickey Barlow.
First up, Chris, I've seen on Twitter already a DVD is being released by Pat McGinnity of tonight's game with due course.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be the first one to buy that. I reckon I'll probably buy one for mum and dad as well and all my mates because I love the little guy.
He is a popular bloke, isn't he, mate, in there?
Oh, mate, he's the best bloke going around. So I think you probably tell from when he kicked gold or four tonight, the boys really get around him. We love playing with him.
Yeah, Masto McBarlow, mate. How you going?
Yeah, Mickey.
Well done tonight. Yeah, on Pat McGinnity. He's one of those guys, I suppose, that he might enjoy the 10-day break after he's kicked forward. Would he go down to a few cafes or a couple of night spots and pop his head in to take his bag of goals with him?
Yeah, I reckon he'll take the stat sheet out, definitely. You might see him around Scarborough. I'm just quoting how he went. And hopefully he goes all right. He needs it, that's for sure.
Well, I think he might get a game next week, so that's a start.
Chris, just on the first, obviously got some comics around the area that where you're talking. But what about the first half? You led by 18 at half time. Did it take you a while to get going? Was Essendon's pressure and energy such that they didn't let you play the game you wanted to play?
Yeah, a little bit. They sent a lot of numbers up around the stoppage, and we just couldn't get anything out of our stoppages, and we probably got beaten there early on. And probably just took us a while to adjust to that and get a feel for the game. And maybe when we got the ball, hold on to it a little bit longer and make them defend. So I think we did that as the game went on, but probably need to get a hold of that a bit earlier.
Now, mate, you found the ball a fair bit tonight. 33 touches, your best since round 15 last year.
Yeah, mate, it's been tough getting into this season. It's annoying, but hopefully I can build from there.
What about the spread of goal kickers too, mate? Is that something that you like to have? Is that something Simo's been working with you on?
Oh, absolutely. We like to have an even spread. We don't like to rely on one player in any area of the ground. And I don't know what we had, but if it seemed like a lot of blokes kicked goals today, so yeah, it's positive.
What about the spread of games, Masto? Just quickly, I mean, the Adelaide game, the bye tonight, and then you've got until Sunday week, I think it is, before you take on North Melbourne. So does that mean Simo will give you a heavier workload, or do you think it'll just be business as usual between now and then?
Oh, mate, I wouldn't have a clue. Knowing Simo, will probably... we've got a couple of days off now, so that's good. The boys looked after us because it's quite a long year, and when you're travelling every second week, it drags on a little bit. But, we'll freshen up over these couple of days, and then, we'll definitely come in Monday and have a real red hot crack, whatever areas Simo reckons we need to work on, and there's probably a few, so... Yeah,
Chris, congratulations tonight. Big win, 33 touches, as Carl said. You got plenty of it. Enjoy your couple of days off, and best of luck for the second half of the season.
Thanks, mate.
There we have Chris Marston from the West Coast Eagles, and we're about to head into the Essendon rooms.